Yeah, I talked about Assam. Another interesting story from Kerala as well. During the Kerala flood, the whole state was completely underwater. Agar RO mission agar chalu kar diya hota hai, to kya hota hai? People could have got electrocuted. So isme kya hai ki Dr. Pradeep had referred me to a press correspondent in Delhi. Press correspondent in Delhi. तो उन्होंने मेरे को एक SOS फ़ोन किया, चंद्रा आप काली फिल्टर बेचते रहो, पैसे के बारे में मत पूछना क्योंकि पूरा केरला में पानी का प्रॉब्लम है। तो आरो बरो कुछ नहीं चलेगा, घर पूरा डूब गया, हमारा कार्ड ATM सब कुछ अंदर है, हम पैसा दे देंगे, तो भरोसे की बात है। तो थ्रू ट्रेन अगेन रोड में नहीं जा पाया, 1-2 हज़ार घर पे हम हमारा वाटसन स्टैंड अलोन फिल्टर को रखा, जिधर जिधर दीवार बाहर दिख रहा है वहाँ इन लोगों ने फिल्टर को रखे, फ्लड वाटर को सीधा ऊपर डाल के नीचे जो पानी आ रहा है वो शुद्ध पानी पी रहा था।
हेलो एवरीबॉडी, वेलकम बैक टू अनदर अमेजिंग एपिसोड ऑफ द क्लाइमोपनॉ शो। यू नो, क्लाइमोपनॉ वी हैव ऑलवेज ट्राइड टू कवर अ वाइड रेंज ऑफ टॉपिक्स व्हेन इट कम्स टू क्लाइमेट चेंज, व्हेन इट कम्स टू सस्टेनेबिलिटी। एंड टुडे आई फील रियली ऑनर्ड टू बी पार्टनरिंग विद वन ऑफ द बेस्ट ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस, इंस्टीट्यूट फॉर सस्टेनेबल कम्युनिटीज, आल्सो नोन एज ISC. So ISC and Climapreneur is partnering to bring to you a series of episodes that will be themed around equitable decarbonization. On today's episode, we are being joined by Mr. Chandrasekharan sir. And I have to say this, like after listening to his story and after listening to all the, you know, learnings that he had from his vast experience, he has become one of my favorite people in this space. And I'm sure after listening to this episode, you will be a fan of him too. You know, he is someone who is giving India and many Indians pure drinking water. I proudly present to you Mr. Watson, because that is what I identified him always with. I hope you enjoyed this conversation, and please, if you do, please not forget to hit the subscribe button. Welcome Mr. Chandra on the Climapreneur show. सर थैंक यू, मतलब ये पॉडकास्ट करने के लिए, मतलब मैं आपसे अभी मतलब आपको बता रही थी कि हमने आज से 1.5 साल पहले शायद बात की थी फ़ोन पे कि पॉडकास्ट पे आने के लिए, और उस टाइम पे हम लोग सिर्फ ऑडियो पॉडकास्ट करते थे एंड उस टाइम पे फॉर सम रीज़न वो वर्कआउट नहीं हो पाया था, बट आज 1.5 साल बाद हम इन पर्सन बैठ के ये कर रहे हैं आपके साथ। मतलब आई एम रियली हैप्पी बिकॉज आपके पास इस स्पेस की, वाटर की, सैनिटेशन की इतनी ज़्यादा एक्सपर्टीज़ है।
Water is elixir of life, right? So without water, nobody can sustain. Without food, you can go on for even 1 week. But if you don't have water, you are dead. So in fact, there is an irony. One company, Asif G, in Bombay, has started drop dead. So that was the name of the NGO. What he does is just goes in Mira Road, every household, just sees a drop of water falling. His ear is so sharp, he can hear that. So voluntarily, he goes out and stops that thing. He takes a team of plumbers with him. Freely he does that replacement. Just put a washer so that the water doesn't drop down. So serious is the business of water. And again, it's a business of water. There are a lot of cartelization happening in the water space. Large companies who are dumping technologies to us which are really not climate friendly, and we don't know what is happening. And in the urban centric scenario, people don't even know what is happening in the rural areas. So I was looking at the rural space, like if you know the real situation, 73% of the population, they live in rural areas. But we seldom know what they are up to. What type of sufferings are they going through for water? So the point is, how do we sort out these issues? Because in the urban industries do a lot of effluents are being thrown out in the water. Finally, it goes and lands in the village, where that woman may not know what water she is drinking. So this is the space I really wanted to work, and thanks to my stars and my gurus, I was able to do something visible in this space. And I have reached out to 4 lakh households without any trader or dealer in this space. We do natural water purifier without electricity. Again, electricity is a bane in the village. Without using any chemicals, without wasting a drop of water, just by gravity filtration using clay as the media. So this is the whole concept about. So idea was to make the woman do everything on her own, a DIY, what you call modern world. So do it yourself, everything she should know. In fact, in the water purifier, we put the language sticker, the do's and don'ts, in every vernacular language possible. Suppose I get an order from a local NGO in Punjab. So my sticker will be in Punjabi. Somebody does it in from Andhra, I put it in Telugu. So we wanted to reach out to the poorest of poor, make them understand what the technology is all about, make her feel that she is comfortable drinking safe water from the gadget what I am giving to her, and she should be able to afford for it. She should not feel the pinch of the product, unlike RO companies. You have the threat perception. क्या है ना, डर डरा के आपको माल भेजते हैं, चलो टी डी एस कम हो गया तो आपको हालत बुरा हो जाएगा, या आपको अगर 6 महीने के अंदर मेम्ब्रेन नहीं बदलता हो तो योर फिल्टर विल गो फॉर अ टॉस. सो दे आर थ्रेट परसेप्शंस, बट वी वॉन्ट टू एजुकेट दी पीपल एंड गिव दम समथिंग गुड फॉर देयर लाइफ. सो दैट इज़ हाउ इट्स स्टार्टेड.
सर कितने साल हो गए आपको ये करते हुए? हाउ मेनी इयर्स?
आई एम डूइंग इट फॉर अ डिकेड नाउ. आई कैनॉट कॉल माई सेल्फ एज अ स्टार्टअप नाउ. आई एम एंडिंग 10 years of journey in May 9th. So now I think grown up rather than
and
a startup.
And how many people have you ever quantified the number of people drank safe water because of your purifiers? I know you said that you reached like lakhs of households.
I think 2 million people.
2 million people. So 2 million people do not have like, were not having access to safe water.
The irony is it is tip of the iceberg. As I told you, 73% of the Indian population, just Indian population, are living in rural areas. Har Ghar Jal ka program to hai, lekin we are not knowing whether the water is safe water. Pani aayega tap mein. For example, you take Nalgonda in Andhra. I went to that village. I have traveled almost 2,000 villages, going across, understanding the water pain in those people. In fact, I was so naive. In the beginning of my journey, I thought just a water filter, like, just famous stars or cricketers, they advertise water purifiers, they become water doctors, but seldom they know what really water is. So when I go to the village, I found out there are a lot of contamination which no RO machine could solve. For example, do you take arsenic? Arsenic is there prevalent in most of the big states, like let us say whole of Northeast, like Seven Sisters, whole of West Bengal, Punjab, Jharkhand, Bihar, all these places. Arsenic is beyond permissible limit and it gives you cancer. You go to West Bengal, you can see women having skins with burst holes where blood is oozing out. Suddenly there will be black spots in their hand and you can see blood oozing out. They don't know that it is because, but now they are very aware. But I don't want to blame the government. It was our failure of reaching the best science to the commonest man. So I thought that should be my role. Then I educated myself on understanding water region specific. So I collaborated with IIT. Dr. Pratip had a fantastic formula because they are good in publishing the paper, getting a patent and whatnot. So the gap in the academia industry was there. So I volunteered myself to go and, in fact, it was very difficult to get him. But finally, he listened to me and my journey of doing water purifiers and reaching out to the common people. So I told, sir, I will make this product scalable. Again, the challenge is technology may be great. You have fantastic ideas, but scalability is a question mark. So I being in manufacturing for almost 3 decades, I took it as a challenge. Within 2 days, I was able to give him a prototype. Just plug it below my candles, my clay candle. You are able to trap arsenic in the nanomaterial. What comes out will be arsenic free. Now it is history. We have done close to 20,000-30,000 households in West Bengal, in Assam, when the flood was there. Interestingly, one lady, what she did, like a Krishna's hoodie, wo pura utha ke upar bandh liya. It's a bamboo houses. Mostly in Assam, they have bamboo houses. So upar bandh liya. And flood is taking away everything down the line. So she is saying, this water filter is saving me from arsenic. So humko cancer nahi aayega. Wo filter hum bachate, baaki kuch bhi jaane do, humko wapas mil jayega. Ye nahi milega. This is the understanding. Now rural public are very aware. Say like, let us say in some areas, fluoride is there. It will eat away your teeth and bone. It is called dental fluorosis and skeletal fluorosis. I'll tell you a nice place, Brahman Tola in UP. If you see that place, it's a beautiful village with serene trees and everything. As a climate entrepreneur, you will appreciate the greenery around. The sad part is the human being and the cattle all have dwarfed legs or dragged legs are totally gone out because of skeletal fluorosis. Fluorosis means excess fluoride in water will eat away your bone. They can't have a good smile. They want to smile happily during wedding photographs. They can't do it because the teeth are all gone. They'll have a yellow deep cut or a brown char, which they cannot even open out their mouth and show off. That is the sad situation of fluoride hitting almost 15 states in the country. Like let us say Nalgonda, it has a bad name, fluoride capital of India. It means fluoride is still existing and you don't have an answer. So when I went to a school there, एक बच्चे थी कि ऐसा वो कॉर्नर में बिठा दिया वो बच्चे को और पूरा उसको बैरिकेड कर दिया चेयर से एंड ऑल अदर चिल्ड्रन आर प्लेइंग अराउंड. सो आई वॉन्टेड टू टेस्ट दी वाटर. आई हैव स्मॉल किड्स विथ यू कैन टाइट्रेट एंड फाइंड द कलर चेंज एंड सी वेदर फ्लोराइड इज देयर ना. आई टुक माय नॉर्मली टेक माय बेबी द वाटर प्यूरीफायर. तो वहाँ जाके हम सबको दे देते अगर आंगनवाड़ी है स्कूल है. आई फील लाइक डोनेटिंग बिकॉज डोनेटिंग इज अवर चॉइस वी आर नॉट मार्केटिंग राइट. तो मैं वो भी साथ में ले गया था और आई सॉ दिस गर्ल सिटिंग देयर आई फेल्ट वेरी बैड. देन आई टोल्ड द टीचर्स उसको बाहर छोड़ दो कि अपने आप को खेलेंगे. शी विल क्रिएट हर ओन वे टू प्ले क्रॉल और डू वॉट एवर बट डोंट बैरिकेड दैट बिकम्स अ मेंटल ब्लॉक फॉर हर सो दैट शी फील्स आई एम हैंडीकैप्ड आई कैन नॉट मूव आउट. देन हेसिडेंटली दे टुक आउट एंड शी वॉज लिटरली वीपिंग ऑफ जॉय. शी वॉज जस्ट गोइंग एंड रनिंग अराउंड क्लॉरिंग एंड आई थिंक दैट वॉज अ वेरी गुड मेमोरी इन माई माइंड. एंड आई आस्क द पीपल अराउंड हर सिस्टर हैड ट्रेसेस ऑफ फ्लोराइड इन हर लाइफ. सो एंड दे वर फार्मर्स द पेरेंट्स. So I donated that water purifier to that girl and immediately the parents came out from the farm, leaving away their farming. And they were literally weeping with folded hands and saying, thank you, in Telugu. Sir, chala bagundandi, meeku Bhagavan aasi. They were saying, like, God's... So these are all the award and reward what we get when you see the last mile, seeing people suffer and you are able to take technology to their doorstep and say, this is what your product is and this is what is going to bring a change to your child's life. Because our life is already gone, but your children is going, they are going to get affected because of smaller issues like fluoride. And people today in that Nalgonda area, everybody know what fluoride is all about, but they don't have an answer. So har ghar jal to hai, chalo nal kholenge, aur kholne se aapko potable water aata hai kya nahi aata hai, wo badi baat hai. So that is the challenge really with all of us, maybe my technology or anybody else. Are we reaching out to the last mile? That is the big question we need to ask ourselves if we are doing justice. I talked about Assam. Another interesting story from Kerala as well. During the Kerala flood, the whole state was completely underwater. Agar RO mission agar chalu kar diya hota hai, to kya hota hai? People could have got electrocuted. To isme kya hai ki Dr. Pradeep had referred me to a press correspondent in Delhi. Press correspondent in Delhi. To unlone mere ko ek SOS phone kiya. Chandra, aap kali filter bechte raho. Paise ke bare mein mat puchna kyunki pura Kerala mein पानी का प्रॉब्लम है. तो आरो बरो कुछ नहीं चलेगा, घर पूरा डूब गया, हमारा कार्ड एटीएम सब कुछ अंदर है, हम पैसा दे देंगे. तो भरोसे की बात है. तो आई टुक दिस चांस अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर मी टू इमीडिएटली हेल्प आउट टू द पीपल ऑफ केरला. तो थ्रू ट्रेन अगेन रोड में नहीं जा पाया. एक दो हज़ार घर पे हम हमारा वाटसन स्टैंड अलोन फिल्टर को रखा. जिधर जिधर दीवार बाहर दिख रहा है वहाँ इन लोगों ने फिल्टर को रखे. फ्लड वाटर को सीधा ऊपर डाल के नीचे जो पानी आ रहा है वो शुद्ध पानी पी रहा था. लेकिन एक प्रॉब्लम नया खड़ा हो गया कि ज़्यादा क्लोरिनेशन कर दिया. तो वी टुक एक्टिव कार्बन इन अ स्मॉल डिप डिप बैग, वी पुट इट इन ऑन द टॉप, द होल वाटर बिकेम पिच ब्लैक. जो नीचे आ रहा है इट वॉज डिवाइड ऑफ क्लोरिन स्मेल. तो वो प्रॉब्लम भी सॉल्व किया. ये देखे वर्ल्ड बैंक ने केरला गवर्नमेंट को और 15,000 फिल्टर करने के लिए मौका दिया एंड वी वेर एबल टू कोलाबरेटिवली डू इट विद सिपेट एंड IMT CSIR. क्योंकि टेंडर में हम शामिल हुआ तो लेकिन टर्न ओवर नहीं है करके हमको रिजेक्ट कर रहा था. यू नो द गवर्नमेंट द टिपिकल वे. बट सिपेट इज अ गवर्नमेंट बॉडी. CSIR वॉज ऑल्सो ए गवर्नमेंट बॉडी. CSIR वॉज द टेस्टिंग एजेंसी. सिपेट बिकॉज दे मोल्ड द बॉडी फॉर अस, दे वर एबल टू पार्टिसिपेट. वी गेव द कैंडल टू दम. द फाइनल इम्पैक्ट वॉज हेल्पिंग आउट 15,000 पीपल इन द BPL फैमिलीज इन होल ऑफ केरला, स्प्रेड आउट इन 5 डिस्ट्रिक्ट. ये 15,000 फिल्टर केरला फ्लड का समय में हेल्प हुआ था. सो दिस पॉज आई वॉन्टेड टू से. So whether it is flood or famine, these water filters were immediately there put into use and was beneficial.
But sir, matlab, this is such an amazing thing that you are doing, like taking the technology to the people. I always say this thing that if we have to grow, we always talk about our climate action goals. We talk about winning this climate battle. I always feel that if we have to win, these people have to win with us. It's not like we are winning, but they are suffering. But the way you are doing this for those people, and that too at an affordable rate, getting that product to them is amazing. And I think this is what every entrepreneur who is working in this space needs to hear from you. And when you said that example of, you know, Assam, where someone just put that on the top of their house, it shows that how much they care for their product. You know, I had like someone who was stuck in Assam in a flood, and I remember hearing stories from them that how they were seeing like dead bodies going away, how they did not have water with them. And in that situation, like, it's amazing what your technology is giving to people.
To the common man.
People, because like, I cannot even believe, because today I to have water, like, but I could not imagine what the other person might be going through. But sir, while you're saying that fluoride and arsenic has such an impact on people when it comes into water, where is this fluoride and arsenic coming into the water?
See, basically, you keep on digging mineral-rich areas. Obviously, what happens, they keep on digging minerals and other things. But rivers like Brahmaputra and Ganges are for ages. So when the water erodes the soil and keeps running around, a lot of elements keep coming out. So naturally, there may be excess of some elements which we need to control. But it doesn't happen in a rivulet or anything like that. So some areas are, by nature, having these materials in excess, like mining areas. So wherever coal is mined or any mineral is mined, I think you are actually plundering the earth and taking away everything possible. But along with you, to get one good thing, you are filling out 100 bad things. Again, there is a misconception of people understanding water. So let us say RO. So I'm not against RO. It's a fantastic technology. It reduces most of the unwanted things and gives you potable water. But there are some ill effects also in that. What happens? Some good minerals and salts are also removed along with the bad one. So why do they put the nomenclature total dissolved solids total? It should be selective dissolved solids. What are all the selective dissolved solids? Should be the bad elements. Tell one technologist or a water company explaining you why it is total, why not total, why it should not be selective. So when I saw this arsenic and fluoride problem, I started recreating my own terminologies, maybe. So I tell people what is the selective dissolved solid. Let us say Chennai, my own place. Most of the metro cities have very good rainwater, but they don't harvest it properly. Everything goes to the sea. And every time they are having flooding, every time they are having famine, and then they take water from water tanker companies, who are again a big cartel, and they buy water. Same thing happens with Bangalore. A copious rain across the, like, 3 months, 4 months is fantastic. So we are not able to understand exactly how we should capture water, how we should save water. It is so precious than platinum and gold, we don't know. And that ignorance is killing us. Basically, again, the balance is very off. City consume too much of water, and they resort to buy water, and they don't care them. Now some cities have started doing recycling of water from the common effluents and other thing, and giving it to the industries, because industries are the biggest pollutants. So look into this whole thing. I think even the urban elite needs to understand what water is. So now city planners have started doing it in a different way. Let us say architects and designers. You have your kitchen outlet effluent separate, because it has most of organic materials or anything. Your toilet effluent separate. Bathing material separate, because soap and other saponification agents are very hard to break, this fatty oils and acids. So if you have all the three separate and you have separate soak pit for everything, what will happen? It is easy to break down those materials and recycle the water and give it back to you. So put everything in one kitchen. Even a beggar will not like to have a food with all the things put together. There are a lot of NGOs you might be knowing. They separate the food from the restaurants which are left over, pack it neatly and give it back to, I forgot the name. But that's a great way of serving. So I'm not going to do anything new, or I'm not doing any rocket science. I just, in the source segregation, like how you do in solid waste, you have to do it in liquid waste also. That is one education. Second thing, the costliest RO machine is the best thing. That is another wrongdoing. It doesn't mean, because the trademark or the band or anything influences you. I don't want to name them, but what happens? Somebody keep on telling they are water doctors, and keep on hammering. When we are seeing T20, that advertisement keeps coming 100 times, people get carried away. So they say, okay, this is the best water filter. Again, shockingly, the Green Tribunal and Supreme Court has banned RO in the country, and still they are being sold in the market. Why this anomaly? Why RO is banned? Yeah, there is a ban. You go and check in Google, RO is banned. But for what industry is very important? Suppose it's an industrial effluent which is with a lot of bad elements and things which we really need to remove, SU, RO or anything like that, it is fine. As long to retrieve the water and reuse for the industry. But for a common man, for a household to drink water, your municipal water, let us say, it is chlorinated. So it will kill all the pathogen. Suppose the chlorine smell you want to remove away, just active carbon or even charcoal, you don't get anything. Just crush charcoal, put it in the vessel and allow it to soak for some time, it will take away all the chlorine. Simple theories are there, but people don't want to accept. Suppose it comes in a flashy model with the lights glowing in, a lot of pipes going in and tubes are there. People get carried away. कि मेरा प्रोडक्ट ऐसा देखने में दो बकेट है खाली, एक कंटेनर नीचे 15 लीटर का, ऊपर 15 लीटर का, बीच में एक क्ले कैंडल आ रहा है, ठीक है. तो दैट क्ले कैंडल हैज नैनो पोर्स विच विल स्टॉप ऑल द बैड एलिमेंट्स टू पर्कोलेट. सो ओनली अलोस वाटर टू पर्कोलेट, एज सिंपल एज दैट. तो उसमें हम लोगों ने क्या किया, द टेक्नोलॉजी इन फैक्ट इज़ फ्रॉम CSIR. अगेन मोर देन 150 पीपल टुक द लाइसेंस एंड 149 फेल्ड बिकॉज दे डिडंट हैव द पेशेंस to go through that level of understanding the material, the rheology of the material, because clay is a funny material, it's a different material. Ek hi kuve se aap ek corner se clay le lo, dusra corner se clay le lo, dono ka rheology aur morphology alag rahega. To understand what I am using, to be a material scientist and understand how I am able to compress and make those nanopores is the important secret. So it's not just a formula. चलो एस्प्रेसो, वाई वी डू गो टू ओनली वन पर्टिकुलर कैफेटेरिया. डोसा हर जगह पे मिलता है, हम क्यों वहाँ स्पेशल बन जाता है, बिकॉज देर इज अ स्पेसिफिक वे ही डस इट एंड इट स्टेज सो गुड दैट यू गो बैक. सेम थिंग अप्लाइज टू साइंस ऑल्सो, इट देर इज नो सिंपल फार्मूला, 1+1+1 ऐड करो 3 हो जाएगा, नहीं होता है. दिस हैपेंड इन माई केस. इन फैक्ट व्हेन आई वेंट टू CSIR टू गेट द लाइसेंस साइन, देर वॉज वन रिच इंडस्ट्रियलिस्ट हू वॉज ऑल्सो टेकिंग द लाइसेंस. द साइंटिस्ट वर रेडिकुलिंग मी. I was just a common man sitting in a company. Actually, okay, I'll tell you in a different way. I was working with companies as a manufacturing head. Every weekends, I used to go to villages to photo document the dilapidated temples lying in ruins. So, मेरे को ये आश्चर्य बात है कि बड़ा बड़ा जो मंदिर है, तंजौर बिग टेम्पल है या कोई महाबलीपुरम है, ये सब शोकेस करते हैं और वर्ल्ड हेरिटेज स्टेटस बन जाता है. उसी समय में और कोई काफ़ी मंदिरों बना हुआ, लेकिन वो टूटे फूटे पड़ा है, अनकेयर्ड, नॉट इवन रजिस्टर्ड इन द गवर्नमेंट्स बुक्स लाइक नेशनल मॉन्यूमेंट्स अथॉरिटी आर ASI, आर्कियोलॉजिकल सर्वे ऑफ इंडिया. दिस इंट्रीग्यूड बी एक्चुअली दैट वाज द वे आई स्टार्टेड मूविंग इनटू विलेजेस. सो व्हेन आई वेंट टू द विलेज टू फोटो डॉक्यूमेंट दीज टेम्पल्स, एक दो दिन रुकना होगा उधर, ठीक है. तब हम जाते थे, बॉटल में नाम था कंपनी का, लेकिन अंदर की पानी एकदम कतरा है. तो जब हम पीने के लिए ट्राई किया, इट वॉज टेस्टिंग समथिंग फनी, देन आई नो इट इज़ समथिंग स्पूरियस. देन आज द पीपल बोलता है कि यही हालत है इधर, यही पानी, अगर पीना है तो पी लो, नहीं तो मरना है तो मरो. दैट वॉज द एटीट्यूड, बिकॉज दे आर हेल्पलेस. दे वॉन्टेड टू गिव मी वाटर बट दे आर हेल्पलेस. तो दिस रियली हिट मी हार्ड. सेकेंड बुलेट ऑन माई हेड वॉज द सैनिटेशन पार्ट. हैड आई स्टेड बैक वन मोर डे, आई हैव टू टेक अ पिक्चर इन माई हैंड एंड आई हैव टू गो आउट डिफिकल्ट इन द ओपन एंड कम बैक नियर अ पॉन्ड और रिवर और बिहाइंड अ बुश. And this was the situation even for women. Swachh Bharat is a fantastic idea, but what happens, implementation, there were a lot of problems. Because quality banta hai, nahi banta hai. Aur ek story bhi hai, Tamil mein ek achha movie nikala. Usme wo bata raha hero ki wo jo local BDO hai, wo halak rang mein wo door bana deta hai. Wo door aage rakh lenge, wo family ko aaye bita denge, ek photo chhap lenge aur wo ek record ho gaya, ek toilet ban gaya. Then another door, another color, same toilet, another photo like a photo studio. Change the color of the door, you say 10 toilets are built, and this is still happening in many villages. I don't blame the system. Fantastic idea, Swachh Bharat. First somebody was boldly enough to say that cleanliness is the mantra. I love that. But the implementation part, yes, there are issues. So I was wondering why toilets are not coming to these villages. So I took the waste glass fiber dumped by the windmill companies. You see, those blades are made up of fiberglass, which is a bulletproof material and takes all the weathering and beating. Itna lamba height mein, so 20 meters, 30 meters it is, and each blade is 6 meters or something. When it rotates in such a high speed and all those things, it doesn't break. It means it has fantastic strength. To uska jo waste hai, wo kachda ko maine toilet banane ke liye use kiya. That is why VATSAN, water and sanitation. So I tried to come in because this is the basic नीड ऑफ एनी कॉमन मैन. अच्छा पानी पीने को चाहिए, संदा सच्चा चाहिए कि जो आराम से, एस्पेशली फॉर वुमन. सो दीज प्रॉब्लम्स आर नॉट इवन टोल्ड ऑन रिकॉर्ड. यू सी 100% जैसे वाट ओपन डिफिकेशन फ्री ODF, वो बड़ा बात हो गया. इट्स अ बिग नेम, ODF फ्री विलेज, एंड दे गिव अवार्ड एंड रिवार्ड टू द BDO, टू द तहसीलदार, द पंचायत हेड, हैव द सर्टिफिकेट एंड फंटास्टिक गोल्डन फ्रेम थिंग, एंड दैट्स डन. Go back in the village, you will be see all those are already broken, not used or not being put into use. So these are all the real situations. When you go to a village, you understand exactly the pain of those people. In fact, when I go up the ladder, I am called as a jury or anything in a lot of startup shows. They have fantastic ideas. I ask them three basic mantras. What are you trying to do? How are you different from others? How simple are you bringing technology to the common man so that it's really scalable, usable, and the common man appreciates your idea, not as a scientist. He did not know ABCD of science, but he should be able to say, अरे भाई ये मेरा जिंदगी में आने से मेरा जिंदगी बहुत बदल गया और अच्छा हो गया. आर दिस थ्री क्राइटेरिया आर यू रियली सॉल्विंग? देन दे सर आई डोंट नो दिस थिंग, आई एम फ्रॉम एक्स वाई इंस्टीट्यूशन, गुड इंस्टीट्यूशन, आई हैव ऑलरेडी पब्लिश्ड 15 पेपर्स, आई हैव टू पेटेंट्स ऑन गो. आई से कीप इट ऑल थिंग, आई डोंट डिनाय यू, यू आर अ गुड साइंटिस्ट, यू आर अ फंटास्टिक पर्सन इन योर फील्ड, बट आंसर दिस थ्री बेसिक क्वेश्चंस. इफ यू आर एबल टू आंसर थ्री बेसिक क्वेश्चन, you are already an entrepreneur. You don't need to be pulled out or have a tag of an entrepreneur, but you have that social conscience. What is important is to make sure that you understand the pain of the common man. I say that USP. What is USP? Understanding and solving the problem. So understand the basic pain of the common man and then you create a product. You don't need to run for marketing. In fact, I don't have a marketing team. I don't have a salesperson. It will be very funny to know that most of the big NGOs, when they took the big branded products, and when they put it onto the last mail, so my biller, my buyer is somebody else, but the user is somebody else. So I need to understand this very clearly. Maybe B2B to C, that is what in common parlance you ask. But so I have to understand the basic problem of the user. He may not be the buyer. I cannot go and influence him. Chalo, aap le lo karke. But unka baat bahut jarur hai ki mere ko product kaisa khada karna. After that, then I talk to the buyer. Buyer is the big NGO like WaterAid, World Vision India. In fact, they are the real people who have supported me. They are able to understand what product I have built up and it lasts forever. The cacli candle, you have to only rinse, wash and use it forever. And the arsenic and fluoride adsorbents are all made up of natural materials. We can just dispose it off. It will not leach the water again. That much care we are taking. As I told you, we are putting stickers in every language. Even the carry bag in which I am giving away the product, it's a biodegradable plastic which you throw away will get churan, become churan in 6 months' time. It will become part of the soil and the soil bacteria will eat it away and it will become a manure for the plants to grow. So that much consciousness we need to have if we really say I'm a climate entrepreneur. Otherwise, no. When I'm discerning my word and my own scientific understanding of what these things are not, I'm not fit enough to give it to the common man. So I always put it and I keep that, benchmark up and up and up. अभी आर्सेनिक का बन गया, अगर मैं सोचूंगा मेरा खत्म हो गया, आई एम सुसाइडिंग माई सेल्फ. देन आई टॉक्ड अबाउट फ्लोराइड. देन वी स्टार्टेड डूइंग 50 लीटर, 200 लीटर, 500 लीटर फॉर लार्जर स्कूल्स का हम लगाना है. स्कूल में प्रॉब्लम है एंड BSF वाघा बॉर्डर हाईली आर्सेनिकेट एरिया पंजाब वाघा बॉर्डर 6 posts वी पुट दिस 200 लीटर विच वॉज कैमोफ्लज्ड इन द ग्रीन कलर. तो DCB बैंक वॉज गुड एनफ टू गिव मी दैट CSR फंडिंग. दे सर चंद्रा एवरी ईयर वी पुट द रोड बैरियर. वो मार्च पास चलते हैं ना जो वाघा बॉर्डर में, वहाँ रोड बैरियर लगाने के लिए उससे DCB बैंक करटीसी बाई DCB बैंक. वो बॉस ने बोला यार हम भी थक गया, कोई अच्छा चीज़ देने का हमारा जवान लोग के लिए. तो मैंने आइडिया मूड किया, सर उनका पानी हम चेक करते हैं, शायद आर्सेनिक होगा और चेक करेंगे. लकीली देर वॉज नॉट आर्सेनिक इन मोस्ट ऑफ द पोस्ट, बट वाटर वॉज वेरी बैड. वन डिफंक्ट RO मशीन वॉज देर. सम सरदार जी इंस्टीट्यूशन हैड डन अ ग्रेट सर्विस ऑफ डोनेटिंग वाटर प्योरीफायर इन एवरी प्लेस, लेकिन चूहे वूहे वो वायर को काट लिए खा गया और उसमें से पानी अंदर जाके बाहर आ रहा है ना. जवान लोग समझ रहा है कि पानी अच्छा है, लेकिन अच्छा तो है ही नहीं है. देन व्हेन आई टेस्टेड द टेस्टिंग सेंटर वॉज ओनली नियर द क्रिकेट ग्राउंड व्हाट इज वन इन मोगाली. तो इतना दूर ले जाके 5-6 सैंपल ले जाके आई वॉलंटियर टू डू द टेस्टिंग माई सेल्फ. देन आई पोर्ड इट इन माई स्मॉल फिल्टर, गॉट दी आउटपुट वाटर एंड देन गॉट इट टेस्टेड अगेन. टेक इट टू द कमांडर कन्विंसिंग हिम, सर ये देखो ये लगाने से आपको कोई बदलने का जरूरत नहीं, बिजली का जरूरत नहीं, पानी वेस्ट ना होता है. एंड आई विल कैमोफ्लेज इट इन डार्क ग्रीन, क्योंकि बाहर से कोई एनिमी देखेगा तो भी उसको पता नहीं चलेगा भाई लाल कलर है, ब्लू कलर है, सब ब्राइट कलर है. तो दैट मच पेन वी टुक इट टू मेक देम अंडरस्टैंड द प्रोडक्ट एंड देन पुट इट टू देम. सो इट इज नॉट जस्ट ट्रस्ट अपन हिम जस्ट बिकॉज समबडी इज गिविंग CSR. ऐसा नहीं कि भाई हम जाके 10 पीस लगा दो और चलते नहीं चलते हम वापस आ जाओ. इवन आफ्टर 7 ईयर्स ऑफ फंक्शन इट इज स्टिल रनिंग गुड एंड द कमांडर हैज बिकम अ गुड फ्रेंड ऑफ मैन. In fact, now he has gone to Rajasthan. वहाँ से मेरे को लेटर भेजा है, if you do CSR for another 7 posts in Bikaner area, आप कर लीजिए. So that is the way, like you understand the problem of the common man, then come out with the solution, then it is better. You don't need to run for the market, market is for you.
सर आप बहुत अच्छा काम कर रहे हो, लेकिन तो मेरे पास तो वर्ड्स भी नहीं है. सो मुझे एक चीज़ जो समझ आई पूरे, लाइक जब आपने स्टार्ट किया इस चीज़ को, water infrastructure availability na hona is also a reason for water stress. Jaise main pad rahi thi jab Ukraine mein abhi recently war hua, तो वहाँ पर भी बहुत सारे लोग ऐसे थे जिनके पास वाटर मतलब एक्सेस नहीं था बिकॉज इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर सारा ब्रेक डाउन हो चुका था. देर आर कंट्रीज़ जहाँ पर पानी है, जैसे हम बात कर रहे थे बारिश हो रही है, बट क्योंकि इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर नहीं है इस वजह से एक्सेस नहीं है. तो मतलब आपको लगता है कि इंडिया में कितना टाइम अभी और लगेगा ऐसा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर से? फॉर एग्जाम्पल जो आपने आइडिया बताया कि जैसे हम सॉलिड वेस्ट के लिए हम अभी अवेयरनेस रेज कर रहे हैं, तो अगर हम वाटर को भी अलग अलग यू नो तरीकों से लाइक सेग्रीगेट करके वाटर जा रहा है तो वो और ज़्यादा बेटर हो सकता है, बट इसको इम्प्लीमेंट करने में कितना टाइम लगेगा अभी?
ना, आई शुड से अवेयरनेस इज़ द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग. इम्प्लीमेंटेशन करने में अगर प्रॉब्लम हो, आइडिया कितना भी अच्छा हो, गवर्नमेंट स्कीम्स एकदम बढ़िया है, लाइक जल जीवन मिशन है, हर घर जल स्कीम है, द थिंक टैंक्स आर डूइंग फंटास्टिक जॉब ऑन understanding the problem. I don't think nobody in the ministry or anybody will not know about the problem. When it comes to implementation step, I wish or I request those think tanks to even walk down to the last mile and check out whether the implementation has to be done in full force. In that case, I would only say if they want our help, we can always go one step ahead. We will not look upon the pricing. TADA hum nahi mangenge, lekin hum jaake wo gaon gaon mein kar sakte. Let us say Har Ghar Jal Scheme, for example. Okay, abhi Himachal Pradesh hai. या कोई हिली रीजन है लाइक असम और नागालैंड और एनी अदर प्लेसेस. हाउ डू यू थिंक पाइपलाइन विल वर्क इन रीच आउट एवरी हाउस होल्ड? लेकिन स्टैंडर्ड रूल क्या बना दिया इन लोगों ने, एक कंपनी से पाइप ले लो, अटैचमेंट्स भी उनका भी तो अलग है. अब कोई भी हार्डवेयर दुकान में नहीं मिलता है इनका जो कपलिंग्स है, जॉइंट्स है, वो सब कोई अलग कंपनी ही बनाएगा, वो ही लगा सकता है. आई एम नॉट कंप्लेनिंग, बट वी कैन नॉट हैव अ स्टैंडर्ड ब्लैंकेट रूल फॉर एवरी थिंग टू बी इंस्टॉल. इट शुड बी रीजन स्पेसिफिक. जैसे हमने बोला कि फ्लोराइड का फिल्टर उस जगह वो क्षेत्र के लिए फ्लोराइड फिल्टर बनाना या अलग क्षेत्र के लिए हमको आर्सेनिक फिल्टर बनाना, ऐसा लगाने में भी हमको दिमाग लगाना चाहिए. सिंपल है भाई, ये हर घर अलग अलग जगह पे हिली एरिया में कुएं किनारे या कोई छोटा सा स्ट्रीम ऑफ वाटर विल बी फॉलिंग डाउन. इनफैक्ट दैट विल बी मच बेटर देन एनी फिल्टर वाटर. इट मे हैव सम पैथोजेंस. मान लो कि कोई हायर एल्टीट्यूड में कोई फ्रीली ओपन डिफिकेशन कर रहा है, वो पानी अंदर मिक्स हो सकते हैं, उसमें बैक्टीरिया खड़ा होता है, मिलियंस एंड ट्रिलियंस ऑफ बैक्टीरिया. Or it may have some minerals because it is naturally running as a rivulet. So if I remove that heavy metal and the bacteria, I am done. Water will be fantastic. TDS, VDS ki chakkar hai hi nahi hai. TDS kam hoga usme, less than 100, which is very much potable. To kya hai, humko janna hai ki bhai, ye kshetra ka pani kaisa hai. And if I am giving this, let us say my standalone filter to every household, any source of water, they can just pour on the top, they'll get within 2 to 3 hours the water below, which will be 15 liter, good enough for the whole day. तो उसमें क्या है कि अगर मान लीजिए रात को सो जाने के पहले मैं पानी भर के सो जाता हूँ, आई डोंट नीड टू इवन वेट फॉर द वाटर. मॉर्निंग व्हेन आई वेक अप, द होल फिल्टर इन द बॉटम वेसल विल हैव कंप्लीट 15 लीटर ऑफ वाटर, विच इज़ द सेम वाटर एस यू सी इन अ बबल टॉप. अगेन सी द अनदर इफेक्ट्स ऑफ इल इफेक्ट्स ऑफ यूजिंग बबल टॉप्स. मोस्ट ऑफ द कंपनीज दे डोंट क्लीन प्रॉपरली, और इफ दे क्लीन दे मे यूज अ स्क्रबर एंड क्लीन इट. द स्क्रबर्स में पुट लाइन्स एंड स्क्रैचेस, invisible scratches on the transparent body where bacteria can create a colony and dwell there. And imagine the closed circuitry RO machines, what you are seeing, the transparent one with all the pipelines, where are all the chaff and the bacterial waste, the killed bacteria are going out? Not through the small pipeline, it cannot be like that because it is again getting stored into the same chamber as a dead cell. So these are all something which we need to really question ourselves, understand science in a simpler way, and then ask that question: am I buying the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Then I think we will have answer for everything. So from the user to the think tank who are putting up policies, we need to understand region-specific problems and then create a solution. That way I think it will be more helpful.
And do you think that the future, like I read it somewhere, that the future was would be on fresh water, access to fresh water?
If we are alert, it should not happen. I still
but
say...
But why is it so? Like, why are people thinking that these wars...
No, it's a threat perception. So, the, see, bore. Like, suppose in new cities or maybe upcoming tier 2, tier 3 cities, suppose I'm building my home, I'm allowed to put a bore. I'm bore drill kar raha hu, main jitna paani jameen se le raha hu, le raha hai. Why should you not ban it? And simply say, use only rainwater harvesting, less experimental basis. Or... for the whole village, there should be only one single borewell in which you take the water out and you mix it with rainwater harvested water and then give it out to every household on a pipeline. That could be a policy. Even the local tahsildar or collector can play a role. You don't need the Jal Shakti Ministry to say this. because that is happening. Like in most of the cities, like you say, Indore and other places, people have become very conscious. The sewer segregation is fantastic. Understand what water, rainwater harvesting about. I went to a village in Alang. Alang is the shipbreaking yard, you know, in Gujarat, where every 100 steps, you see one dry bore. So they would have done some 300, 400 meters. Water could have become dry. Farmer kya karta hai, next, like that. Abhi bhai kitna karenge? And groundwater is limited. So there is a method called Bunguru method. Take the rainwater, harvest it, put it back in the dry bore. So what happens? The dry bore is drinking enough water because it is already parched dry. It will keep on taking all the rainwater in one go. And when, before the rain season ends, you see water level would have gone up 100 foot up. So do it for three seasons, what will happen? If it is in excess, it will spread. Water will find its way naturally. So nearby bed also will become water full and slowly it will come up. So we are now educating, and along we did 3 schools where we put the thing. Mahindra was there, and Mirada Foundation was the CSR front. They did a fantastic job. They are a food company. So the head of the company, Mr. Arun Nagpal, he took an initiative on trying out those schools. 2 schools and 1 common village. There was an old village, tank, water well, which had water in 100 feet below, and it was a very big radius, like 5-meter radius, thick-walled, very century-old well. So luckily, the landscape was such, it had a slope where all the water is coming together and landing up in one place. So we dug a natural crater. We created an artificial pond there near the well, and then we broke only one stone from the well and put some filter. We put some gravel as a filter media, closing that whole thing. So what happened? The same day when we are doing, next day there was rain, luckily. So within 15-20 minutes, 30,000, 40,000 liters of water accumulated in that artificial pond, and it was getting filtered, and it was falling into the well as fresh water. I have the video and photos of that. That is really revelating. So even nature listens to you. God listens to you. You do the right thing, and that rain was really surprising for me. Because our intention was not there to make money. We want to educate the people that you need to have water, and this rainwater is a golden mine. If you are ignoring rainwater, today in India is well spread across the state. Even it's the most parched land in Rajasthan, where high flow rate is there, even 70% of, and you see the TDS is beyond 2000 or something. Any RO machine you put, it's not going to work forever. But only solution is rainwater harvesting. If you are going to do that, catch hold of every dry bore in the country. Make a golden rule. The local tahsildar or collector can put a rule. Simply say, catch rainwater and put it in the dry bore. Let them fund for it. No, if they fund, instead of funding for bringing water from city to the village, rather you just give a small, you have to dig a pit, you have to put gravel, you have to put a gravel bed, complete it with sand, and that's it. The water will percolate through that pit and it will go into the bore. You have to just drill holes into the bore, you cover it with a nylon mesh, so that the dirt and soot doesn't go and block it. And then you have gravel bed in a proper way. Maybe put some charcoal also in between, crush and put it. It will take away the smell also. Simple theory and simple science. Local people can take any of the local material available and they can create a bed. Bunguru method. You just go and Google Bunguru method. It's not my science. All our forefathers and fathers have tried it and they have saved water. You go to this wells in Gujarat. All the deep wells, all the deep wells which are historical places where you go deep. Those were all rainwater harvesting technology only, but they have done it aesthetically beautiful so that somebody can take a bath. The bottommost water will be the most purest water that is taken for puja. They have made it as part of their life. We actually missed our ancestry, we missed our heritage, we missed our culture, and we are now scratching our head for the answers. So, thoda hum jaan puch ke agar wo sab dekhenge na, why did they do that? They were thinking 100 years ahead. Pani ko agar problem hoga, these deep wells are going to really be a boon. And there are more deep wells in Andhra and other things. A lot of NGOs are now trying to dig back that, clean the whole place and come back to life. So rainwater harvesting has been happening in our India ages ago. We need to recreate our reverse engineer now.
Definitely. Thank you, sir. Thank you यहाँ के लिए. Thank you ये सारी knowledge, ये सारी information हमारे साथ share करने के लिए. Thank you आप जो भी इतना अच्छा काम कर रहे हैं all across India, अलग अलग लोगों के साथ. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Shweta. In fact, 1.5 years I was wanting and waiting for Climate Entrepreneur Show to happen through you, because it is not for me or my company. It is the message for the common man to understand what water is all about. become conscious about the water you use. Like Abhijit ji ka jo water drop maine kaha tha, that one drop of sound should one aaraj sunna chahiye aapko. Acha lagna nahi chahiye ki bhai ye pani ek bund ja raha hai to usko rokna hai. So if you are saving every drop of water, I think India will not get into the water wars what you are talking about. We can do it. That positivity, I think, should be spread through the Climate Entrepreneur Show. I'm really thankful to you that you have been waiting for almost 1.5 years this to happen. Maybe it's all time-driven. So it's a good time. We all should think positive and become water positive.
Definitely.
That's the message down the line.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.